Ugh. What is in my lap?
Yeah, please.
All right, so all right. We're back.
Welcome back. In the Weeds. Yes. Live at Mio's. Yeah. All right, can you guys hear me? Okay, awesome. Yeah, welcome back. We did a little half hour just a minute ago, and now we are back, and we have
doing
some fun
our
stuff.
Second segment.
For those of you guys who are new, we are a podcast, and we talk about working in the food industries and all the funny shit that happens with that. Now we have two new guests, and everyone
some
give
Mio's
it up.
Employees themselves.
Mio's employees. Give it up
Josh
for Josh
and Mike.
Why are we not clapping louder?
Guys,
yeah,
that was lame. That was lame.
Oh, I say it again, maybe.
Everyone, give it up for Josh and Mike. We'll take that. You guys in the back, what are you doing?
So
you
really
clap,
quickly,
dude.
Will you
heck?
Guys introduce yourselves and just tell a little bit about what you do here at Mio's, maybe?
All right, so I'm Josh. I've worked 4 service industry jobs. Started out at a fast food place, Culver's. If you know it, you know it. Cheese curds. I hear from the crowd. We know
okay,
it.
This is good.
Switched over to pizza and never looked back. this is my most recent one. I serve and bartend here. That's about it.
All right.
And then my name is Michael. Again, I've worked a couple of service industry jobs as well. I've worked Panera. I've worked Home Depot, a different one. But I worked at Coney Island, and now I'm here at Mio's.
Fun.
And I do a little bit of everything. I've worked serving. I've worked in the kitchen. Done a little bit of security. So just about everything.
Yeah. Very nice.
I have to ask, Panera.
Yes.
What were your thoughts on Panera?
So the food, the way it was prepared was not what I was expecting for how it to be prepared. I'll probably just leave it at that. I think it's a
great
place.
That's fair. I've heard some interesting experiences.
Yes, definitely a couple of interesting stories from that. Yeah.
All right. So both of you, I want to know, what is it like working on Short Vine? I know it must not be the best. Every restaurant, I mean, has its ups and downs. It's all balance, whatever, but I expect working on a college campus bar street itself must bring on some difficult challenges.
Short Vine's an absolute blast. And the thing is you can't hate it if you enjoy it. And me and Parks especially, we enjoy walking up and down this street, hopping in and out of these bars. So we see a lot of puking, unfortunately. Oh,
yeah. Yep.
A lot of stupidity, but we also partake in both sometimes. so we like not to judge the clientele too much.
I hear you. You gotta love it if you actually are doing this kind of stuff, you know. It takes some grit.
Yeah, so I have to ask, throwing up all the crazy partying, what is like the most ridiculous thing you guys have seen, whether working or just on the street, whatever, just like that's not a thing.
I mean, there was one time in here, we had a man that came in, and he got a little handsy with somebody that was sitting up at the bar.
Ooh.
So this gentleman, we asked politely multiple times to leave. He did not want to leave.
All right.
So we actually had a couple regulars that were in here and kind of helped step in. But then we ended up, he kind of made his way out here. I believe he tripped and fell right here.
Oh.
And then by the time he got outside, he was trying to push and shove the regulars that were taking him out. And then one of the regulars actually picked him up and ended up dropping him like right on his head, right outside of the door.
Oh.
And I just was like kind of right behind it, like watching everything. And I mean, I kind of clapped a little bit because the guy was being a little bit of an ass.
Yeah.
So that was probably one of the crazier things I've seen.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is wild. I mean, anywhere I feel like drunk people equals crazy stories. What about you?
At Mio's, we like to make a habit of not kicking people out until they deserve it.
Absolutely.
And that guy definitely did that day, and tripping on his own feet was the calling card. My story for just a too drunk experience, I think this was last football season.
All right.
I had a group out back, and they had been day drinking all day, and this dude goes, I'm winning. And his friend goes, you want a Zin? Like Nathan or whatever? And he goes, absolutely. Throws the Zin in. Next time I'm out there, he's running to the bathroom, doesn't make it, puking up and down the side of the wall in the back. I don't handle puke well, so I brought the mop out and said, best of luck.
Dude, that's crazy. Throw up from the Zin.
Oh, man.
The Zins are real.
Especially, I mean, game days must be really busy. I know it's a little bit of a game day right now, a little bit, but how do those go normally?
Game days are always packed in here, whether it's a basketball game day, football game days especially. I mean, people come in here, tailgate. Well, most of the time we open a couple hours earlier just to kind of handle the crowd. But, I mean, it'll be packed. It's hell to try and get through it with, like, you're carrying plates of food, you're carrying drinks, mm-hmm. you're trying to yell, excuse me, you know, in the most polite way possible, like, get the F out of my way. Uh-huh. But people just don't listen. People are drinking, but... Game days are crazy, but then again, those are the most fun because, you know, you're with a bunch of like-minded people. We're all trying to watch the Bearcats win. So when I'm working back there and, you know, you get a little upset with some people, but, you know, you handle it.
Yeah, how is it in the back kitchen?
In the kitchen during game days is hell, probably the only way I can put it. I haven't done it in a while, thank God, but kitchen during game days, we have probably – 6 to 7 people working back there, and
it's
troopers. A very tight space that we have right back by our fryers, and you're trying to run back and forth. You've got tickets flying out. You're trying to get food out. Servers are coming back telling you food's messed up. It's a very crazy experience, and half the time I'm just thankful it's over once the shift's done.
Oh, I hear you. You just kind of, like, clock in. You kind of zone out and just, like, go autopilot doing all this stuff and cleaning, making food and stuff, and as soon as you clock out, you're like, oh, man, I'm so tired. I guess that happened, you know, like it was just a shift.
Absolutely.
I would say half of game day, it's a success if nobody cries that day. I've seen half of our staff just arms over the dishwasher, wiping tears away from their eyes.
Oh, no.
But they turn into joy the moment the next people come in.
Uh-huh, you got to put on the mask.
But that's just part of the fun, honestly. Like you said, the game days are the worst days, but the most fun. And Mio's, Murphy's, Dive are probably the only three college bars we have that can cater to older groups as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this is a college bar, and especially on, like, Saturday, Sundays right now, we'd have younger people. But normally, like, it's not unseen that we would have parents, older people, alumni in here. And we love seeing the diversity in those different groups come together. And they all drink the same, believe it or not. Yeah, they all drink the same. And some can't rally as well as they used to.
Old guys cannot hang. No, yeah. Some can. But
Some can, and some cannot.
I hear you. It takes a lot, for sure. Yeah.
I will say, going back to what you said about, like, having to, like, put on that, like, switch, like, the back of the house... From like the walk from the back of the house to the front of the house is the, like, craziest
shit.
It's
like some kind of Disney transition. You're like, you're crying, you're upset, you're stressed, you're talking shit to some of your coworkers, and then you walk through that door and you're like,
you're locked in.
How are all of you?
Yeah.
Like, you're like,
you
how's
put
your
the
food?
Face right back on. Uh-huh. You got the smile on. Yep. And then,
you know,
it's time to
chit chat, you know, riff the shit with them. Yep. For sure.
You can't spend too much time being upset.
No, for sure.
At some point, it's just you cry after work about it, you know?
Yeah. Like, well, no, you drink heavily after work.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think is our game plan here.
Yes.
I can't legally relate, but I understand.
Yeah. Now, okay, what is, like, the most aggravating customer experience you've had where, like, you have had to, like, take a couple shots down after work?
Oh, man. I mean, it's tough to put a finger on any just one.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them... Whether it's somebody that, we'll have customers that come in and they'll ask for everything constantly. Like, oh, can you refill my water? Can I get a cup of ranch? And then they keep asking for all the stuff and you're serving them, giving them your full attention, right? But then they'll stiff you for no tip at the end. So that can be aggravating. But, I mean, when you have customers that end up drinking more than they can handle and try and order stuff from you and order more drinks, and I'm like, I don't think you need any more to drink. It's kind of tough to, like, you know, handle that conversation and be like, I got to cut you off because, you know, I don't want to. But those are definitely, like, tough customers to, like, have to deal with, you know, the really, really drunk ones that aren't being, like, overly obnoxious. It's
just. Do they ever get angry and just be like, what do you mean? I need, like, give me another one.
Plenty. Yeah. I mean, none of them get like too physical. It's just like, I got, you know, you've been cussed out.
Yeah.
I've been cussed out multiple times.
You know, I'm not paid enough to deal with this at
exactly.
all.
I'm just, you know, I kind of just smile. And again, exactly like you said, I'm not paid enough to deal with it. So.
Yeah, for sure. The first time I started working at restaurants, I was a host, and I started out just being like, I don't know, if someone was yelling at me, I would just take it until one of my managers would come up and be like, honey, you're not paid enough to deal with this. Like, walk away, go bring it to somebody else. But I just kind of put up with it. I don't know. They're scary. Customers are scary sometimes.
Yes.
I think that's something about working in the service industry that we can probably all agree with and appreciate, mm-hmm. whether you're working at the front here from the kitchen, bartending, serving. You have to demand your own respect mm-hmm. for the customers that aren't willing to give that at the front of the interaction. Mm-hmm. And I think you do that by letting them understand that you're in here for a service and I want to provide you with the best service I can.
Yeah. Of course.
At the same time, I'm the door in between your alcohol. I'm the door in between your food. I'm the door in between a good time.
Yeah, so don't
treat me well,
me, you know?
And then we can have a good time together.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. But sometimes you got to be like, I have a job and I got to talk down to you a little bit, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think for me, one of the hardest things, mainly when I'm serving or even St. Patrick's Day, I bartended and uh-huh. it was a lot of people I knew, a lot of friends were in here. And it was unfortunate that everyone knew my name.
Oh.
Because everyone's yelling your name and you're like, oh, I want to pander to everybody, but
I could clone myself and
yeah,
you know,
have to
get
deal
all
with the person
this
in
done.
Front of me.
Mm-hmm.
It can be tough to balance all of the customers because all of them want to be your only customer.
Yeah, I know. Especially at the bar. I know there have been people who would just be like, you know, talk to me. These other people must be so, you know, rough, whatever. Like, how are you doing? They just want to get, you know, damn impersonal with it. And at some point, you know, you chit-chat with them, and then you're just like, I got to go. Like, I have other people to tend to. You know?
Exactly. I mean, look at Parks. This is a good-looking guy right here. You can understand that he'd be maybe trapped in the conversation a little bit longer than you want to be.
Happens yeah. to the best of us.
Nah, how was St. Patty's Day?
St. Patty's Day in here is always a blast, will always be a blast. It's our anniversary falls on St. Patty's
oh,
Day.
Oh, shit.
That's so nice.
So our owner was in here making sure that every guest was having an absolute fantastic time.
Right.
And employee. Yeah.
Of course.
And
when the owner comes down, it's always a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah, well, we open early and we stay open late.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the day to do it, in my opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, St. Patty's Day is always a blast. Like you said, it's our anniversary. And so just kind of getting everybody in here. A lot of the employees are always in here just to celebrate with the owner. GM's always in here. And like all their owners, like family and friends. So it's always a good time. But then, of course, there's the general public that's also there as well. So it's just always hectic. It's chaotic. But again, like you said, it's a lot of fun. It's always a good time.
Would you say that St. Patty's is your busiest day of the year?
Oh,
or?
No.
Homecoming weekend, probably.
Homecoming weekend, yeah. Homecoming weekend is...
With all the parents, too,
yeah.
I bet.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Homecoming weekend's fantastic. Oh, when the parents come down, drinks are flowing at a different pace.
Yes.
Because the parents can't believe the prices. Students will be like, this place is kind of a little expensive. And the parents will come down, this is dirt cheap.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Parents tip better, too, so that's always awesome.
Tip phenomenally.
They could probably afford it a little bit more.
Yes,
true.
They can.
Also,
I mean,
a little bit nicer.
All college students, we're a little bit broke. You know, we got to, you know.
Exactly.
We all understand each other.
Got a ball on a budget.
You know, somebody's balling on a budget.
Exactly.
No, but with homecoming, that's definitely our busiest day. We'll take side bets, like all of the house employees. We'll take bets on like how much money we make over the course of that day. I haven't won it before, but you know, a couple people will make it. But yeah, it's a lot of money that we pull in on one day. Yeah.
How many like big parties would you say you come in? Is it more like just like people who come in groups and order separately, or do you think there's ever been like up in the top room, you know, at any big parties?
Yeah.
And
so
stuff?
We have the, it's called the party room upstairs.
Yeah.
And that's where we hold a lot of our big parties,
a lot
of our main parties. But even the back patio and the front patio before, any place that people can reserve, they have the right to reserve.
Right.
And we love to cater to that. Big parties are a lot of fun, and a lot of them are student organizations too. So they come in with the mindset of respect. And that's, like I said earlier, that's really like the most important thing. Like, it's a bar, so... we're here to have fun.
Absolutely.
Of course,
but
yeah.
We're also here to make sure it's done in a safe way. Mm-hmm. And then they're there to have it be done in a safe way for themselves.
No,
you
know,
you be good, we be good. You know,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
With that, I mean, you have any stories about fakes being?
We have a wall of fakes directly under our tequila.
Nathan, can you cut to the wall of fakes?
Cut to the fakes.
You'll find mine up there.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
don't
say that. You'll find someone that looks like this guy.
Looks exactly like me. He might have my name too.
Yeah.
It's a rite of passage. You got to put yours up there after your 20th first birthday.
Most of those are ex-employees or current employees, but they serve as just a warning.
Right. Yeah.
We don't like to turn people away, but the
you
law
gotta.
Is the law. And we
Absolutely.
Have to do what we have to do.
Yeah, we will
For
if we
sure.
have
like
to.
Like I said, we cater to all ages, so... We can't have 19-year-olds running in here getting hammered.
No, for sure.
Have you ever seen one, like, just so bad, you're like, dude, this... How do you
I saw
absolutely.
A Hawaii fake.
No.
It wasn't McLovin, but it was the same material that that one was made
so
from.
Bad.
It was a very goofy-looking fake. I actually saw one, like, I think it was a couple weeks ago. I was bartending with somebody else. They took his ID. It didn't really look real, so they bent it a bit. Just snapped in half.
And then I bet they're just like, oh. All right, I got it.
Well, you can see it on their face. They weren't like, that's my ID. They were like, gotta get a new one.
Yeah, gotta get a new one. No, but with fakes, I mean, I've done a couple of security shifts just sitting up there and you're collecting IDs and stuff. And there have been times where I went to grade school around here. So I'll see grade school and high school. So I'll see kids that I saw and went to grade school with that were 6 to 7 years younger than me. That I was like, oh, like your mom was a teacher, and I've seen these kids come in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you guys are 17, 18 years old.
They don't
recognize me, but I was just like, are you sure? And I'm like looking at the ID.
And
like,
then they're sitting there sweating, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I'll bend it a little bit, make them sweat, like you said. Exactly.
Yeah,
it's always fun.
Now, I mean, is there anything else you're comfortable talking about, like on the internal side, coworkers, stories? Any, I mean, not even like bad coworker stories, just anything that all of you guys like talk about.
Well, when I started here, I hated this guy.
Yeah, no, we actually beefed a lot.
On that note, though, when I started here, I got it wasn't a real fire; it was a soft fire.
Uh-huh.
You know, people soft quit. It was a soft fire.
Yeah.
For one of our like more veteran employees, who still kind of works here off and on. You guys met her actually, Lauren.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because I have stories from a bunch of people where we did not like each other to start.
Oh.
But just being in the mud with somebody else, it
builds in the weeds.
Hey,
whoa.
It builds a certain camaraderie.
Absolutely.
And then after time,
trauma bond.
It builds real friendships. And there are a number of people that work here with me that I would consider my best friends.
Oh, absolutely. I've met some of my best friends from working in places that I don't even think, I forget that I've worked there, but I still keep in touch with them, you know?
Yeah, exactly. The bond in the service industry, I think, is deeper than other ones because it requires a high level of teamwork.
And you just go through the shit together.
Exactly,
know?
Yeah. No,
you gotta work as a team.
If things aren't going well, that's a team issue. It's
Absolutely.
Not just an individual
Absolutely.
Issue.
Absolutely. There's somebody who's bothering everybody, that's also a team issue. You know, you all got to band together. Yeah.
And I will say at the same time, we've had employees that... didn't stay long, too. People that we never formed that camaraderie that we might have been in the weeds together, but they're still in their own personal weeds.
They got stuck in the weeds.
They got stuck in the weeds.
And, they are
and
still
we
in the weeds.
Drag them out. Yeah.
No.
There are some, and that's the other thing. I've met some of the weirdest human beings working in the service industry.
Oh,
yes.
for sure.
Do tell.
I mean, some of the line cooks that I've worked with, not here, but... previous jobs, you know, you'll meet like a 44, like that's what's fun. You're working with like a 44-year-old named Greg, and then like a 19-year-old Sarah. Like the range of people that you're meeting is insane.
16-year-old hostess,
all walks of life.
Yeah, 16-year-old hostess and a 90-year-old GM.
And you get chatting with those line cooks and stuff, and they start telling you stuff. You're like, how are you still here? You know, they're like, I'm an ex-convict. I've had one who was like a poker master. You know, he took like a 1 month leave for his poker competition. I'm like, they tell me stuff and I'm like, right, but you're only a character to me in my mind in this restaurant.
Right.
You know, if I see you outside, I'm going to freak out.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Some of the friends you meet in the service industry need to remain friends in the service industry.
Yeah, like,
here it makes sense, but anywhere else, I don't. I mean, that's one of the privileges and my favorite parts about working at this place. We're all kind of the same age group. Mm-hmm. We're all going through the same struggles. Like, there have been shifts where you look in the back of the kitchen and there's a server trying to do her homework before 11:59.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
That's real.
Or me doing it at the front.
That's really real.
You will catch
Josh
hosting.
Doing a lot of his homework up at the bar. Yeah.
I mean, if you have the downtime, if it's slow, I mean, I know. Yeah. What else do you have to do?
That's one of the things that I pride the management here and the owner on.
They really respect
the fact that this is a college bar, which means these students working here are in college. And they want you to thrive. Not only for their numbers and for their sales, but also for their own, for your guys' sakes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very cool. I think we're one of the only, I think we're probably, I'll say with confidence, the closest bar on campus in terms of like the tight group that we have.
Absolutely.
And anyone, we have a bunch of new people that have just been hired. I think they've been ingratiated quickly.
What's the word, initiated? No.
You'd be like a pledge? Like, are you talking like frat language?
We make them take off their underwear and run
up and get and then they're cool enough to be part of this.
You're not supposed to tell anybody that, man.
Oh, shoot, that was a serious question.
We'll cut it out. We'll cut it out.
Yeah.
Fix it, please. We'll make everyone sign in the ass.
But I think we're running out of time here again. While we're stopping, is there anything else that you guys can think of that you want to talk about? Any other stories that come to your mind that you didn't have chance to say?
Go ahead.
I know you know the story.
I'll let you do it.
No, you say it.
I don't know.
Somebody say it.
I got it here now.
Go, Josh.
Okay. Real quick. This is an absolute throw under the bus to one of our ex-employees. But it's her fault because she created one of the funniest and most memorable nights. I think this was a Tuesday or Wednesday is what I've been told. The thing about working in the service industry, we enjoy drinking usually.
Yeah.
I'm not saying too much.
It's a job requirement.
It's a job requirement.
Well, I mean,
you have to know what it tastes like
to be able to serve it.
Exactly. No one wants to be. What's the IPA? I have no idea. No, I've been.
Yeah, like, what's the best
thing here? I've
drank
12 of them.
I don't know.
We had an ex-employee on a weekday come in here, drink a lot, taste testing a lot of the product.
Ah.
And she ended up, this is probably one of my favorite stories, she ended up taking off her bra, throwing it across the bar. Fighting with other people, throwing hands, running out onto the street of Short Vine, which is not where you want to be.
No, as a young woman without a bra.
No. It was certainly a sight to see.
It was a sight to see. And we've all done, I'm not going to let myself.
Yeah, we've all done some stories.
This is true.
Yeah, we'll talk about Josh's stories later.
Yeah.
we don't want to put that
on the next episode.
On the next episode. Well, I think that does it. Thank you guys for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. It's been great talking to you.
Shout out to Mio's for hosting this episode. It's been really fun, a really cool experience. Maybe we're going to do something maybe again. We'll see.
Maybe. maybe at a time it's a little less.
Maybe. We'll see.
That's a good idea.
Shout out to Bearcast Media for producing this episode. We'll put the credits for who all did what, as we always do. And like always, everyone have a good rest of your night.
Thank you very much.
Woo. Thank you. And Adam's a cutie.
Yeah. I think the mics are still on. Wait,
I think they're off.